All right, wrestling fans, it's Southern Dynamite here with your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we're coming to you from the United Center in Chicago with 10 great matches, two of them titles as Dan Spivey defends the television title against Kendall Windham, and then world heavyweight title on the line, Gold Dust facing Jeff Jarrett. These are all going to be great matches, so let's get right into it. Opening match is Wildcard facing off against Bugsy McGraw. And Bugsy and Wildcard have a good start to a match, but the Heenan family storms the ring. Spivey tosses Wildcard over the top rope. Nick Patrick calls for the disqualification. Candido and Tully take Bugsy over the top rope with the double clothesline. So your winner by disqualification is Wildcard in a time of 2 minutes, 45 seconds. Heenan grabs the microphone and yells at me. Once again, the greatest television champion ever must defend the title against Candace Windham. Heenan says that he is going to make sure this is the last time that Spivey will face Candace for the title. The entire family waits for Kendall to come down to the ring for his match. Bugsy looks towards the ring, but he decides to take advantage of the early night and head back to the dressing room. So now we get to that match. Television title on the line. Dan Spivey defending against Kendall Windham. And Kendall and Trish make their appearance on the entrance ramp, even though he is vastly outnumbered. Trish quickly looks back and waves her hand. Two Cold Scorpio makes his way to the entrance ramp. The three come down to while Heenan screams about unfair numbers. Kendall climbs onto the ring apron. Nick Patrick tells Tully and Candido to leave the ring. Heenan nods for them to step outside. Patrick tells Heenan to leave the ring too. Wildcard takes his place alongside Scorpio and Trish. Heenan finally leaves the ring so that Patrick can start the match. Kendall and Spivey circle each other. They toss each other out to their stablemates as if it were a lumberjack match. Nick Patrick tries to separate Kendall and Spivey in the corner, but he inadvertently gets knocked out of the ring at Heenan's feet. Kendall and Spivey continue to brawl inside the ring. Spivey whips Kendall across the ring, but Kendall reverses it. As Spivey hits the ropes, Heenan trips him. Spivey staggers into the mulligan by Kendall. Heenan climbs onto the ring apron, yelling at Kendall. Scorpio and Wildcard rush around the ring to keep Tully and Candido out of the action. Kendall slingshots Heenan into the ring. Patrick gets back to his feet and climbs into the ring himself. Kendall whips Heenan across the ring and nearly decapitates him with a lariat of doom. Spivey gets back to his feet, but Kendall takes him down with another lariat of doom to get the pin and the title. Trish, Scorpio, and Wildcard climb into the ring. Trish has the television title over her shoulder, and she hands it to the new champion. Heenan tries to get back to his feet, but Wildcard dropkicks him. He falls between the ropes to the concrete floor. Spivey looks at Kendall, title belt draped over his shoulder, and spits at him. Spivey climbs out of the ring and looks down at Heenan's fallen body. Spivey walks away as Tully and Candido make their way around the ring to collect their manager. So your winner and new television champion is Kendall Windham in a time of 13 minutes, 33 seconds. Kendall has finally broken Dan Spivey's 20-week reign. One of the longer reigns we've had, actually the longest reign we've had as the television champion. So definitely he has some things to say about when we have the greatest television champion. Because yes, okay, he has held it for longer. All right. We go back to the interview desk where Iceman and Sunshine are there. Mark Lawrence starts to ask Iceman about his continuing issues with Cowboy Ron Bass. Iceman has tried to keep Bass from getting under his skin. However, his actions last week with Sunshine crossed the line. Iceman challenges Bass to a match with any stipulation he wants outside of the title being on the line. Bass has to prove himself to get another title shot. So they walk off. And we go back to the ring, where Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels faces off against Iron Mike Sharp. And Daniels looks over at Sharp and immediately offers him the opportunity to leave the ring while he can still walk. Sharp turns him down with a slap across the face. Daniels and Sharp brawl around the ring. Daniels has control of most of the match, but Sharp gets the opportunity to capitalize on an early best moonsault ever. Sharp has Daniels beat with a bear hug, but Missy distracts Nick Patrick while Daniels taps. Sharp releases Daniels as Hart tries to get Patrick to pay attention to the match. Sharp turns Patrick around to yell at him, but Daniel nails him with a low blow before an Asai moonsault into a DDT for the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 5 seconds. Your winner is Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. We're back to the interview desk, where now Bobby Heenan and Cowboy Ron Bass have come out. Heenan is all smiles. He immediately accepts Iceman's challenge. He rubs his hands together because he has a great idea for a stipulation for their match. A match that guarantees Bass will win. Iceman's overconfidence will cause him to lose the title once again. Bass will be the Illinois heavyweight champion once again for one last time. Mark Lawrence asks what Heenan means. He replies that when Bass regains the title that was stolen from him, he is never going to lose the title again. Before Heenan and Bass leave, Mark tries to ask what the stipulation will be. Heenan and Bass leave the ring. All right, next match has Disco Inferno and Lance Storm facing off against the Sheepherders. Both tag teams have a great match, but neither has a great draw with the crowd. Disco and Storm double-team Butch for several minutes during the match. Every time that Butch gets close to Luke, the Spectacular outside the ring gets David Manning's attention. When they finally let Butch tag, Manning is still distracted. Luke starts to throw a fit until Pringle comes around to break his cane across his forehead. With Luke completely out cold, Storm nails Butch with an atomic drop for Disco to come off the top rope with the Blockbuster. Storm covers for the pin and the win. Your winners are Disco Inferno and Lance Storm in a time of 18 minutes, 56 seconds. Now we get to the match. Iceman, King Parsons versus Cowboy Ron Bass. Iceman and Sunshine come out to the ring. They are still waiting to hear about the stipulation. Bass and Heenan come out with Bass wearing his bull rope around his neck. Bass climbs into the ring and throws the other end of the bull rope to Iceman. Iceman looks at it and raises his eyebrow. Nick Patrick wraps the end of the bull rope onto Iceman's wrist. Iceman and Bass have a brutal match, with each of them trying to choke out the other instead of winning the match. Finally, Bass whips Iceman into a corner and levels him with an avalanche splash plus a clothesline with the bull rope. Bass gets the win by touching the four corners as Iceman lays prone in the ring. Your winner is Cowboy Ron Bass in a time of 8 minutes, 30 seconds. A quick but brutal match. Bass celebrates in the ring as Heenan grabs the Illinois heavyweight title belt and climbs into the ring. Sunshine comes behind him and grabs the belt. Heenan and Sunshine struggle in a tug of war until Bass picks Sunshine up and drills her into the mat with a power slam next to Iceman. Heenan hands the title belt to Bass, who celebrates as if he is the champion. Lightning Express and Austin Idol rush down to the ring. Bass drops the title belt as he and Heenan leave the ring. They check on Sunshine and Iceman. When Iceman and Sunshine get to their feet, the crowd erupts with cheers. All right, next match has Brad Armstrong facing off against Chris Candido. And Brad and Candido begin brawling with each other before David Manning can even start the match. When Manning finally gains some control over that match, he calls for the bell to start it. Candido charges Brad's corner, but Brad moves out of the way. Brad rolls him up quickly, but Candido kicks out just as quickly. Candido constantly complains that Brad is pulling his tights or his hair. Brad gets irritated with Candido's shenanigans and tosses him out of the ring. Brad challenges Candido to get back into the ring as he talks strategy with Heenan. Brad charges across the ring with a suicide dive through the ropes, but Candido moves out of the way. Brad slams into the guardrail. Candido spins Brad around and tosses him back into the guardrail. Candido rolls Brad into the ring and climbs the turnbuckle for the New Jersey Jam for the pin in a time of 8 minutes, 43 seconds. Your winner is Chris Candido. Next match, this would be a classic anywhere. Dustin Rhodes versus Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. And Gilbert and Dustin have a great scientific match. It is a very even match until Gilbert is able to throw Dustin off from an attempted bulldog. Gilbert hops onto the middle turnbuckle and climbs off with a flying sunset flip. Dustin kicks out just before three. Gilbert complains to David Manning until Dustin knocks him out of the ring with a lariat. As Dustin climbs out of the ring, Gilbert sweeps his legs out from under him. Gilbert slams into the ring and takes Dustin down with a double knee to the back. Gilbert covers Dustin and gets the pin with his feet on the middle ropes to win the match in a time of 8 minutes, 34 seconds. Next match has Brickhouse Brown and Billy Travis facing off against Octagon and Psychosis. And these two tag teams come to the ring with great energy, but the match gets cut short as the Spectaculars come out to attack Brickhouse. Travis is left in the ring to fend off both Mexican wrestlers. Psychosis quickly gets a pin after a double dropkick in a time of 4 minutes, 25 seconds. After the bell rings, Brickhouse is bloodied in the aisle. The Spectaculars rush into the ring. They beat down on Travis. Pringle grabs a microphone and tells Travis that he is no longer Spectacular. Spivey drapes Travis's throat across the bottom rope. Rolando comes off the turnbuckle with the flying leg drop, driving Travis's head into the ring apron to accentuate the point. The Spectaculars leave the ring. Next match has Bob Holly facing off against Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. And Holly and Idol have a great match. Sunshine and Heenan easily cancel each other out in the match. Holly goes for a knee drop from the middle turnbuckle, but Idol rolls out of the way. Idol wraps him up in the Las Vegas leg lock for the submission win in a time of 9 minutes, 26 seconds. Your winner is Austin Idol. Now main event time. World heavyweight title on the line. Goldust defending the title against Jeff Jarrett. Now, this is Jarrett's guaranteed title shot from the Cage War series. Goldust and Jarrett have a great match. Jarrett has a few moments of brilliance in the match, but Goldust manages to get out of every predicament. Jarrett gets irritated by Goldust's continual kicking out. Goldust takes advantage of Jarrett's irritation to get the victory after the curtain call to retain the title in a time of 54 minutes, 11 seconds. After a great long, brilliant match, your winner is Goldust, and still your world heavyweight champion. After the card, I was approached by Brickhouse Brown saying that he is leaving the PWA. He wants nothing to do with me or the Spectaculars at the moment because A, he dislikes getting the snot beat out of him. B, I don't have him back into the title situation again with the television title because I've spent too much time on Dan Spivey and Kendall Windham. So Brickhouse is leaving after this card, which means, hey, we may have somebody new coming next week. Always an adventure when we come to the PWA and we talk about the roster changes and trying to find a great brand of chemistry here. But you'll have to see what happens next week. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for listening and supporting Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet.